You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and joined by Rhett Bollinger. Rhett, a rough start for the Twins, to say the least, to the 2015 season. It's not just the results on the field, but just the feel with that rotation. We talked last week at length about the Irvin Santana suspension. Since that time, Ricky Nolasco's elbow injury, fortunately not a structural situation, no surgery involved here, but a little rest for Nolasco, who, of course, is a big bounce back. They need a big bounce back season from him in that rotation. So what's your read on that injury and the severity of it and how things look for them going forward in that spot?
Well, the good news for the Twins, at least it's not yet anything structural. It's just the inflammation there in the elbow. I think the hope still is that he could come back once those 15 days are up. They don't know for sure yet. He's still kind of, you know, resting it and all that. We'll see kind of how it goes later in this week, I'm sure. But the good news was, yeah, maybe if he's back in a few weeks, it won't be such a big deal. But it is tough. Like you said, the start of the season, to lose Irvin Santana, they signed for $55 million, to lose him for half a year. And then, like, you know, last year, they signed last year for, you know, $49 million. That's over $100 billion just in those two guys alone. They're both about these guys for at least the first couple weeks of the season for Nolasco. But it gives Trevor May an opportunity now to kind of take that starter slot and see how he does with it.
Trevor May was the unexpected starter for the home opener. We're actually recording this just before the home opener. But just speaking about May in general, Rhett, it's not like he was totally undeserving of a rotation spot in spring training. It's not like he got, you know, totally roughed up every time he went out there. What were the thoughts on him in camp as far as his readiness for this kind of a role? It's obviously come sooner than expected as far as the need in the rotation, but thoughts on him from the spring and moving forward?
Well, he had a good spring. And last year, obviously, his rookie year, he had some ups and downs. Started off, you know, pretty struggled a lot there early with all the walks and everything. But kind of calmed down the last couple starts of the season to show that, you know, why it's such a big prospect. And I think the spring kind of came in with that mentality of attacking hitters and not walking guys, and I think it showed. I think he had a good spring and definitely was in that mix for that fifth starter spot, and obviously ultimately didn't get it, and neither did Mike Telfrey, and sure enough, now they're both in the rotation. So it's a big start for May here in the home opener, see how he does. I think going forward, too, just obviously the Twins think highly of him. He throws hard. He's a good pitcher in the minors so far, but I think it's just a matter of kind of getting that transition up here to the majors and working on that command. I think it's still kind of his biggest issue. If he can command that fastball and, you know, get ahead of guys, I think he's going to be a good pitcher up here. It's just a matter of him kind of doing that.
Right. I wasn't aware until recently of his side career as a DJ, or his he was a DJ in a previous life, I guess. DJ Hey Beef?
Yeah, now he's actually DJ Mazer. He changed it. But,
okay.
Yeah, he definitely had his all his tracks, and he sweeps them all out. And I think even his music when he comes out to the field, I think, is going to be one of his DJ Mazer tracks. So that's definitely his big hobby off the field.
Okay. Well, they need him to whip up the post-game victory mix. Would be nice for Mr. May and for the Twins as well. How about the offense, Rhett? You know, a big part of going 1-5 on that opening road trip was getting outscored 33-13. I had a miserable time trying to score runs in Detroit. Things improved a little bit in Chicago, but that was the one area of this club that we kind of banked on being a strength was the offense, really.
Yeah, so far, definitely the offense has not been living up to its hype, I guess you could say. It's also easy to, you know, keep in mind it's only been 7 games. Obviously, they could break out from here, and they did face some really good pitchers in that stretch, you know, open the year. Obviously, in Detroit with Price and Anibal Sanchez and Jeff Samardzija and Chris Sale. So, I mean, it's awesome good pitching. And Joe Mauer has been the only guy that's kind of been above average. I mean, Mauer's having a really good start to the year, which is definitely a good sign for the offense going forward. But a lot of other guys, including Torrey Hunter, you know, their big addition this offseason, has struggled offensively. So I think it's just kind of a matter of kind of getting these guys kind of gelled together in the lineup. I don't think the offense is going to be, you know, the issue going forward. I think this season, I think the offense is probably going to end up being fine. I still think more than anything, it's just that rotation and the fact that, like we talked about, having Nolasco and Santana out definitely does not help their case with that.
Yeah, you mentioned Mauer had, I guess you'd call it a slow spring offensively, and then the lights come on and he turns it right on. Just goes to show not to read too much into those Grapefruit League results.
Yeah, definitely. He's been really, you know, their best hitter so far. No extra bases yet, which is kind of the one little thing, but hitting, you know, 300 with a good on-base percentage, drawing those walks. I think the other thing that's kind of a positive thing is I think he's only struck out, I believe, like four times in 24 at-bats.
That's exactly right.
The other day, he definitely didn't like it. He definitely argued a little bit with the home plate umpire. But that's kind of been the worry recently in recent years. The strikeout rate keeps going up, which obviously hurts his batting average. And a lot of his value is tied into the fact that he hits high averages and draws a lot of walks and kind of goes deep into counts. So definitely a really good sign for this offense. If they can get Joe Mauer to, you know, produce like he did a couple of years ago before the concussion, and then have some of these younger guys we've seen, you know, Dozier, Plouffe, Santana, Vargas, these kind of guys, to have kind of seasons like they even did just last year, I think this offense can be pretty good. It's just a matter of it all kind of coming together here.
Yeah, limiting the strikeouts will be a big factor going forward for all the Twins. 49 strikeouts against 15 walks in those first six games, so certainly something that has to turn around. Red, on a more positive note from the pitching standpoint, Tommy Malone had a really solid debut for 2015, 7 2/3 innings, only two hits allowed. We've talked about him before as kind of an X factor in that rotation. But what's been the change, I guess, for Malone, this year versus his struggles when he arrived with Minnesota last year?
I think the biggest change is that he's healthy. I mean, last year when he came over from Oakland, he had neck stiffness. Didn't really know why. Turned out in the offseason he was diagnosed with a benign tumor in the back of his neck. It was removed in December. I think it was kind of limiting his range of motion and just kind of uncomfortable out there on the mound. He wasn't really healthy. Because his track record suggests that he's a pretty good pitcher. You know, I think his career RA is in the threes. Obviously not a big power pitcher, but he's a lefty with good control. I think it was kind of a surprise for him to struggle as much as he did coming over to the Twins last year because I thought so highly of him. So I think that first start was kind of the first time he really, Twins fans have maybe really seen the Tommy Malone the Twins thought they were going to get. Obviously he has to prove it. It's only one start. But to do as well as he did and prove that he's healthy and show that command that he showed when he was with the A's was definitely a good sign for the Twins.
And that was, of course, Paul Molitor's first victory. Tommy Malone did his part to lead the skipper to that. How's Molitor handling this early adversity in his first season at the helm?
Well, it is tough. You know, it's his first week here, and obviously to win just the one game was, you know, a tough start for him. But I think he's one of those guys who's very even keel, doesn't get too high or too low. So I think that's kind of good for the players. They don't see him panic ever, so I don't think they panic in the clubhouse. They really worry about anything because he's kind of that guiding force for them. And it's nice to have a guy like Torrey Hunter who's been around as long as he has kind of be the vocal guy in the clubhouse. You know, Mulder can, because Mulder's not as vocal as maybe like Gardy would have been. Right. But you have Torrey in there to kind of be the clubhouse kind of leader that can talk to these guys, let them know, hey, I've been on teams before that have struggled really bad early in the season, ended up turning it around and having really good years. So I think that's kind of the whole thing. Is even Mulder said that, and he used this term a lot with some of the advanced stats, but, you know, small sample size. And I think more than anything, a 1-in-5 start gets magnified because it's the start of the year. But even good teams go through 1-in-5 stretches during the season. So I think that's right. Kind of the message they keep saying is just it's just magnified at the start of the season. But obviously when you're coming off of 4 years of, you know, 90-plus losses, the fan base is easily, you know, going to say, wow, another year like this, it's already starting this bad. Is it going to get any better? And who knows, maybe it won't. But, I mean, I think there's some optimism, at least from the players in the front office and from Mulder, that it is going to get better this season. But, like I said, it just kind of all remains to be seen.
Well, it all starts with that starting pitching. The staff ERA is over 6 to start the year. Certainly hoping to whittle that down in the coming days and weeks. And we'll continue to check in with Rhett Bollinger on this podcast. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.